Best Life and Queen in My Heart. He'll be performing at the Top of the Pops Awards in Manchester on Friday. If you want to get tickets, information, call the Radio 1 contact line 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100, and go through to the Radio 1 contact line, right?
Makes sense, no?
Okay. And there'll be Kylie here, say, Atomic Kitten, loads of people there. And us.
Top guests.
Yeah, but we're not performing.
We have a score situation.
What's up with you, Mardy?
Well, I'm just...
Mardy?
Well, I'm playing fair. I'm playing fair. Right, first of all... You said...
Chris.
With Tiz was...
Yes, let her speak.
Thank
okay.
you. I'm playing fair. You said with Tiz...
Shall I not interrupt her anymore?
Don't interrupt her. Let the lady speak.
Okay.
Where's the lady?
Is it really childish for me to keep interrupting?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't interrupt anymore, do
you? Come on, because, you know, I'm a feminist. I think she needs to be,
You're a feminist?
Aired.
No, you're not.
I am.
Come on.
Interesting, Dave. Right, you said...
Sorry, go on.
Hello! You said, this is Saturday. When you're doing Tiz Was, what does Tiz Was stand for?
Yeah.
It's not this is Saturday, it's today is Saturday. So, effectively, you should lose a point.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough. And also, Will, F-A-B does have a meaning.
Be careful here, because I've just heard two possible meanings for this.
It now, is. And be careful here, because I tend to agree with Will that F-A-B didn't stand for anything in Thunderbirds. What are you saying, Liz?
I've been told
yeah,
by
you're
a
stammering fool. Go on. Come on! It's only a three-hour show!
Following is briefed.
No, that's rubbish. I've never heard that before in my life.
We've had fire all boosters. We've had all sorts of
fire all boosters? That's crap!
It's rubbish.
I'll tell you what it used to mean. Right? It was Virgil Tracy asking for them lollipops that you used to get in the summer when you were a kid.
Fire all boosters, my arse.
No, that would be F-A-B-M-A.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you're going to join in for this round, Mardy? Lizzie?
Yes.
Right, fine then. Here we go. Hello, Simon.
All right.
Hello, you're right, where are you from?
Yeah, well, how are you?
Yeah, very good. Where are you from?
Hampshire.
Hampshire?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Off you go, mate.
How many times has Alan Smith been sent off in his Leeds career?
In his Leeds career?
Yep.
Oh, it's a first
Five.
Question.
How? How many?
Five.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah! Baby!
So easy.
Hey?
How'd you get that so easy?
Because after he got sent off for the weekend, they said this is the fifth time he's been sent off his career.
I said that as well.
I'm really sorry, mate, but it's really that simple.
Well, well done, mate.
Okay. Is that it?
Yep, that was it.
All right, lovely. Bye, then.
On to that.
Okay, bye. See you later. Simple?
Hmm.
I've got a football question like that.
I'm amazed.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, Martin.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
All right, mate.
All right, good. He sounds delighted to be on the air with us.
I was just going from work, mate. I'm just...
You right. What?
Just going from work.
Okay, what do you do?
Career.
Career?
Mm.
Okay. What's your question, Martin?
Is what alcoholic spirit is made from potatoes?
Oh, it's easy.
Poutine, isn't it? Poutine?
Nope.
Chris? Hang on. There's got to be a few others, obviously.
I don't know. Let me have a think. Lizzie, you drink loads of spirits, including Duckham's Hypergrade. You should know this.
I know it's not petrol.
What alcohol is made from potatoes? Petrol? I'm not going out drinking with you again.
I think you'll find that poutine is made from potatoes.
I thought it was as well.
That's not the one I know.
Well, hang on there, but that's the question you asked. So technically we got it right. Goodbye.
Bye.
There you go. Lovely. Yeah, we got it right. Thank you very much. Of course, you also could have had potato wine.
Yes.
Right, one more then on line three. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
All right, here are you. Where are you, rather?
Ipswich.
Ipswich. Oh.
I've got a question for Will.
A question for Will?
Yeah. Okay.
Because I called him a pillock last Friday, so I've got another question for Ipswich about him. Who are Ipswich's sponsor?
Oh, that's so easy. Isn't it, Will?
Yeah.
Great.
What is it, then?
Yeah.
Don't make me call you a pillock
Hello.
Again.
I'm having trouble hearing him. I don't know about you, Will.
Are we getting a problem on the line again? Is it that fate?
Oh. Come on.
Will, look.
I'm right. Sorry, I can't hear him. What was the question again?
Who are Ipswich's sponsor?
Ipswich's sponsor?
Yeah,
oh, just have a stab in the dark, Will, for God's sake.
Is it a beer of any description? Is it beer, alcohol?
No.
No.
That was last season.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Your answer's wrong, mate.
So it's not Green King, then?
Well, can I just see, do you even know that footballs play with a ball? Because you don't seem to know much else about it.
Ooh, he's been unlucky, Will.
And do you know what else? I'm 14. You're being outsmarted by a teenager.
Right, have a fight back, go on.
No.
Go on.
Horizons.
Go on.
I'm not going to argue with some bloody spotty four-year-old.
At least you wake up every morning with a beautiful bird in your bed, and you know, he wakes up with some teddies.
Go on.
Are you sure it's not Green King?
I'm absolutely positive, Dave.
Who does sponsor Ipswich?
TXU Energy.
Since when?
Since the start of this season.
I never said that. We were thinking of last season, weren't we?
All right
then, Clever Clogs, Tim.
Okay.
We'll ask you a question.
All right.
Will, why don't you ask him a question and see if Tim knows it, Mr. Know-it-all 14-year-old. Ask him something to understand, like Harry Potter questions or something.
He's trying to think of 14-year-olds.
How do you spell Clearasil?
Clearasil. C-L-E-A-R.
Yeah.
I-S-I-L.
No, it's no. A-S-I-L.
No.
I'd have to use it like you, Dave, sorry.
Ooh. I hate 14-year-olds.
Cocky 14-year-olds, that's all we need. Not even in our target audience, cut him off.
No, don't be nasty to the guy.
Hey, don't make me come down and kick your lanky ass, Will.
He needs to watch his mouth.
How can I watch my mouth?
We are not the sort of people that you should be messing with. I'm telling you.
Go on, Dave.
Right? We are not the sort of people you should be messing with. Myself, I'm a good friend, Mr. Christopher Morse, who actually has a Norfolk Bravery Medal. Right?
Yeah,
for actually kicking the ass of a couple of 14-year-olds a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not just barred from one place, I'm barred from a pub, a wine bar, and a video shop currently.
Yeah.
We're not the sort of people you want to be messing with. We're dangerous people to know.
Right.
Yeah, and Will's got a CSC in woodwork. Right, no, seriously, Tim, right, you know, I've got to say, for a 14-year-old, you did very well stumping both Dave and Will there. You've been, a little bit vicious with your comments.
Okay.
But I think that's fair enough, do you know what I mean? I'd like to ask a question, though, if you can answer it for me, as a bit of a cocky 14-year-old, right?
Okay.
I can't get away with that question, though, can I?
No, you can't. I know exactly where you're going with it.
No, this is what I'm
going
to say, right? I was going to do that.
No.
Why not?
No.
No. Sorry, Tim, I'm not allowed to ask it. But send all our best wishes to your mother, won't you?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.